Okay, so I think I'm going to start calling this light work. Kind of like it won't change in the title, but kind of like when you tune into the episode, you know what type of episode it is. Currently, I know I've not been releasing any episodes recently. I'm currently working all in my head, nothing physical yet, but I'm currently working on some ideas of how to transform the entire show, kind of like how to grow it and make it a little bit more bigger, which means I'll not be having particular, still I'll still be making the same type of content, but much more particular focus. So there'll be kind of like a theme that might run out through the year. So that'll be the main theme. Jigga, and that will be kind of like classes. You'll be seeing Clinical 101, something 102. So there'll be an entire curriculum, it'll be an entire kind of course related kind of stuff. I don't know, it's just something I think about and I dream of. I don't know if I'll actually do it, but I do have some planning in the works. I mean, some planning documentation kind of stuff in the works. And then apart from that, then we have the regular episodes that I do, which will still be somewhat researched, but less heavily researched and everything. They might even be heavily researched, but they will have nothing to do with the main theme most of the time. They'll just be their own thing. So that would be kind of like still keeping it start with the original Volatile Times with Daniel episodes. And then there'll be these Lightworks when I have something on my mind that I just want to talk about, but like not really make a teaching moment kind of. So, light work. I don't know how all of this is going to kind of like merge together by next year, but labor alone, it will merge. So, without further ado, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this, and you are listening to another episode.
Le volatile.
Most of the time, most days, I feel nothing. I don't feel anything. It is so boring. I wake up and I think again, really? I have to do this again?
And what I really don't understand is how come everybody else isn't screaming with boredom too?
Try to find ways of making myself feel something. More and more and more, but it doesn't make any difference.
No matter what I do, I don't feel
anything. I hurt myself, it doesn't hurt. I buy what I want, I don't want it. I do what I like, I don't like it. I'm just so bored.
I think we can all relate to that.
Something that's been on my mind for a really long time, but you know, I try not to make any topic about these concepts or ideas, you know, things like this, because they tend to be really sad, and I have a much more pessimistic view of the world than I would usually be honest about. So there's just all that wrapped in between. But anyway, what is on my mind right now is the idea or feeling of numbness. I just saw a scene from the series Killing Eve. I've never seen the series before, but it's one of the series that I really, really want to watch. And I do hope that towards the end of this year or next year, I will make active choices, like active steps to actually catch up with the series. I think it ended with 3 seasons. I'm not going to bother with the synopsis of the series. It's what the series is about is actually not important to what I'm about to say. Just that the clip that I'm talking about was from the series, and it was the clip of the serial killer, the female serial killer Eve, I think that was her name, kind of like in this therapy session and talking about how she doesn't feel anything. I don't know why. I don't know whether it's a result of trauma, whether it's biological, but I don't think it's biological. I think it's much more emotional. And how she never feels anything. And that kind of makes life really, really boring. Like, everything is just so boring. And that's probably why she kills. And she probably does these elaborate kills, kind of like to just get herself pumped, to feel some sort of excitement, to feel some sort, something solid, to have a much more solid emotional experience. But she never has that. And it just makes everything so really boring. But here's the funny thing, as she was talking about that, she was crying. All right, she was crying. And that kind of, like, to me, was kind of like this, it was just this eureka moment, like this, aha, oh wow, okay. Most of the time when we complain about being very depressed, complain about how we don't really feel anything, like, it's something I've said a lot of times over the past couple of weeks, months even, you know, where I tell some of my friends that I don't really feel anything, like, there is no, I don't feel motivated or demotivated. I just don't feel connection to anything. I think that is where that numbness is. I think when most people are saying, I don't really feel anything, we are talking about kind of like a loss of connection. Because whether we want to accept this as fact or not, our emotions are heavily invested and heavily present in every single aspect of our experiences. So the things we care about, the things we are diligent towards, the things that rile us up, all these things do exactly that, and we are moved to them exactly the way we are moved to them, partly because of our emotions. If you like your work, for instance, if you enjoy being at work, you enjoy doing your work, regardless of how little or high the pay is, because of how positively you feel about that, your experiences are going to be somewhat much more positive, in a sense, at least by your own perception. But if you do not like your job, majority of your experiences are going to be negative. Even if you have a good rapport with your co-workers and everything, you won't really remember those rapports in necessarily the positive way they manifested or that they happened. They will be dimmed down, in a sense. Why? Because ultimately all our experiences are interpreted via the emotions that we felt during those experiences. So we are talking about a loss in connection whenever we talk about this numbness, you know. And I feel like singing Linkin Park song right now. There is all of that. And I want you to understand, this is a serious thing. This idea of numbness is a serious thing where you're unable to connect to the concept of life itself. It's not even just about, oh, I feel lonely, I can't make any friends. It's like everything around you seems to exist in this outside space, and you can only interact with caricatures of the real thing. So you are never experiencing the real thing. That is how it feels. That level of numbness is very dark, it's very deep. It's very disenfranchising. You don't feel any energy. You don't feel motivated to anything. You don't necessarily hate anything. You are just uninterested in everything. You know, to make a joke out of it, it's kind of like being a supreme being that is so far removed from the world that nothing in the world actually actively affects you, in a sense. And so it's not that you hate or you love or you're callous or you are selfish. It's just that you are just uninterested, right? So you couldn't care less to even care. And that's how I would describe the numbness that Eve was talking about. And I think many of us have experienced it before. I know I have. I have had that experience a lot this year, 2023. And so it's very serious. But then this is, so far everything I've said is not necessarily profound. It might be to one person, but let's be honest, you are listening to this right now and you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you know what I'm talking about, but it's not necessarily a novel idea. Neither is what I'm going to say next, but what I'm going to say next kind of is a novel idea for me, because I just realized this. While Eve was talking about the numbness and how boring life seems to be and how nothing really is happening, all those words, all the way she's describing them, aren't necessarily true objectively by the words themselves. Because if you say nothing is really happening, it's like something's always happening in your life. There are events constantly occurring every single day and every single moment of your life, whether you are awake or not, whether you are aware of them or not. So to say nothing is happening isn't really true. Also to say, you know, like, yeah, okay, let's just keep it there. I don't want this to be too long. To say nothing is happening, it's not necessarily true. But the thing is, it also is at the same time, because when she's saying nothing is happening, remember how I said the numbness is kind of like this total disinterest and apathy from the world, an inability to connect to the world. For her, nothing is happening. For the person feeling that numbness, nothing is happening, because every single event that is like life is happening around her, right? And she's being moved around by life, but life isn't necessarily happening to her. Like, she doesn't feel like an active participant in that life. Not because she can't make choices for herself, not because she doesn't have her own resources, not because of any inability of her own to do things. She can do all those things, but it's just like I said at the beginning, it's like everything in life except yourself, who is experiencing the numbness, exists in separate spaces. So the life that is happening, you are watching it around, and every single time you interact with that life, it's like I said, we are interacting with a hologram, a digital version of that life, but never the actual life itself. And I feel like the reason why there is that gap in perception is due to the numbness of emotion that we're talking about, this apathy, this inability to feel, when it's actually not that you are not feeling. Because remember what I said at the beginning, while Eve was describing this experience, she was crying. And that's so profound, because it means she is feeling something. She feels something strongly enough that whenever she is talking about her numbness, that feeling rises up and manifests itself physically. You could see the dread on her face. You could see the pain. And that's it most of the time. Many times, these things always culminate as one emotion, pain. You feel the pain, but because the type of pain you are feeling is not a flesh wound, it's not something physical, it's also not something necessarily caused by a certain event. It's not by maybe somebody cheated on you, or maybe somebody died, or maybe you failed an exam. The pain you are feeling, the pain the non-person is feeling, is not necessarily any of that. It can be a combination of all of that, but it's not necessarily that. The pain they are feeling is a pain of loss. But what they've lost is not a friend, a family member, money. What they lost is a sense of self. A sense of self that I think goes beyond the natural awareness of ourselves that we have. So it's like an aspect of yourself that you are usually not aware of, right? And then that gets cut off, it dies, or you just don't feel it anymore. And this is usually a trauma response. You fall into this deep depression, but it affects you in such a unique way where you are sort of functional, you look okay, but you don't feel anything. So the entire world is happening around you. You are observing. It seems like you are participating, but you are just, to you, it's like as if you are in the demo version. So nothing you actually do in the demo version contributes to your progress in the game, which, for the sake of this analogy, I'm making things clear. That means you feel like you are actually doing things in life, but it's not actually lending to the progress of your real life. It's not actively affecting your life. You are just doing what life itself demands of you. So you feel this helplessness, you feel this emptiness, you feel this inability, you feel being stuck, all of that. But then at the same time, everything gets lost in the indifference, everything gets lost in the apathy, and then results in numbness because you feel so much pain that your brain, as a way of self-preservation, turns off your emotional receptors. I'm not saying biologically that's actually what's happening, but figuratively, understand what I'm saying. You have felt so much pain. Have you ever felt hunger before? Like you're so hungry, it gets to a point where the hunger is painful. Like you can't take the pain. But then there's a point beyond that where you no longer feel the pain. You no longer feel the hunger. But it doesn't actually change the reality of the fact that you are hungry and that that hunger is causing you pain. You don't have any strength in your body. You are running on fumes. All of that you are somewhat aware of, but then you lose the feeling of the hunger itself. It's almost like as if you are filled now, you've been satisfied, no need to be hungry anymore, except you are still hungry. But what has happened is you've gone numb to the hunger due to kind of like an overload of that same hunger or an overload of pain. So the numbness that we usually feel, or the numbness that people feel, I have felt, is a response to an overwhelming amount of pain that I was experiencing. And so you're just there, you just notice that you're just there, you are working on your project, you are going to work, but nothing excites you, nothing saddens you, nothing makes you cry, nothing makes you want anything. You don't want anything, you don't even have cravings. That's the fuck of it. Like, you don't have cravings. Every single thing that you used to do a day before that would bring so much laughter and joy and happiness to your face doesn't. Like, for me, I love reading like novels, I love reading manga, I love playing games, I love reading in general, I love watching anime, and I love watching series, and I used to do these things a lot. But then over time I just stopped. I found absolutely no entertainment, no joy in watching animes. I still read mangas today, but it's mostly just this kind of like ritualistic experience. It's just something I do most of the time. One or two mangas have started exciting me back again, but before it was just, I was just reading, I was just observing colors, words, characters, and just the story on the page, where before I could emotionally connect to the stories I was reading in these mangas and these manhwas, I could connect to them, which would then make the panels come alive in my mind. So almost these still characters were even having movement because of the depth to the drawings, you understand, like the quality of drawings and the depth to the drawings, all those kind of stuff. I lost all of that. Even podcasting, I'm not gonna lie, I used to love sitting in front of the mic, no matter how bad the mic is, and just talk. Sometimes go on a research binge, gather my thoughts, and then talk, just trying to make everything factual and everything. I also love doing all of that, love teaching, everything just went. I did every single one of those activities, and it just felt like I was going through the motions. Like, I knew what to do, so I was just doing every single thing like that. It was the same thing with prayer, it was the same thing in Bible study. It still almost, to some extent, is the same thing about everything. And the funny thing is, when you hear me talk, I don't sound numb. Like, there's inflections and there's jokes, there's intonation, there's everything, there's emotions. But I'm actually not feeling any of those. I know how to vocally communicate them. I know how to physically communicate them because I have a lot of experiences doing exactly that. And I know what people are expecting. But it's a performance. That's the numbness renders you to doing some sort of performance. But even is when you start addressing the numbness itself, when you start talking to it, when you start talking about it, and most of the time I think talking about it is the same thing as talking to it, because you are telling somebody about it, but it's not necessarily, at some point it becomes this narration of a thing that brings stories to life. So it's kind of like, I'm very sure there was a movie or two like that, where the author would write words on a page, and then if he reads it out loud, the characters in the story will come to life, right? I think it's Inkheart or something like that. I know one of the movies had that kind of title, Inkheart or something like that. That's kind of how it is. When you start talking about the numbness, you just describe it. you are speaking to it. And then in speaking to it, you start remembering what exactly it is. You have to numb yourself. You have to stop yourself from feeling just so that you can continue in life. Because I think where a lot of us go numb, some of us don't go numb. We just end up feeling that pain over and over, and we feel it each time it increases, how it multiplies, everything, till we just can't take it anymore. And then it's not about courage, because some people think, you know, those who commit, those who, you know, do the ending of the life thing, you know, they're so brave, they're clinical. And sometimes it's not bravery. I think honestly, most times it's not bravery. I think it is self-preservation mechanism that most people get to that point where they are actually going to do it. It's not even about planning or everything, they just do. I think most of the time it's kind of like a survival response, like I need to save myself from this pain. So it's the same way our brain will turn us off, where we go numb so as we can survive, so that we can just keep on going, because the pain is so creepy. I think for those who do not have the luxury of becoming numb, they go the other extreme. And the numbness is not a good thing. Like, it's not. A lot of guys experience this a lot. I think it ends up manifesting as something called alexithymia in men, but I think it's studies outside showing that women are also experiencing alexithymia. But I think it's even more than that. I don't know the name for it yet, but it's just, it's such a heavy thing, and I just wanted to talk about it. I just wanted to talk about it and describe it and kind of like be like, I've felt this before, have you? Because I usually don't hear many people talk about it. So seeing that clip and knowing that was in like this really big series of that time kind of made me want to start looking more into it and be like, okay, what are people actually talking about? And I've seen one or two content, even on YouTube, kind of softly addressing the same thing, right? So, but we kind of describe it in different ways. So anyway, that has been me. Thank you so very much for listening up to this point. I do hope it was somewhat entertaining, even if it's wasn't necessarily, this is a me moment, you know, that kind of stuff. Thank you so very much for listening once again. Please do recommend the podcast to your friends, recommend the podcast to your enemies. Who knows, they might listen and then find out that, it's better to be your friend than an enemy. Make sure to follow on social media. Twitter is at Daniel Briggs. Instagram is Volatile with Daniel, or also at Daniel Briggs. And last but not least, again, thank you very much for listening. Now share the link to your WhatsApp, share the link to your Instagram story, something. Actually do it. Share, goddammit. Oh, and subscribe to my newsletter. Thank you. Bye-bye. I've become so numb, I can feel it now. I've got the time, so much more than this. Okay.